Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Kia Damone. I'm a Florida-born chef, writer, host, and recipe developer. I served as an executive chef of a New York City restaurant at the age of 24 and became Cherry Bomb Magazine's first culinary director at 25. In 2021, I founded Kia Feeds the People, a budding mutual aid effort focusing on food apartheid in Brooklyn. I'll be your guest host for this month of Womanica. This month, we're talking about tastemakers. We're celebrating the Black chefs, cooks, and food historians who created new foodways and preserved important culinary stories of the past. Today, we're talking about the pastry queen of Rhode Island, an enslaved woman whose baking skills paved the way to freedom for her and her children. Let's talk about Duchess Kwamina. Duchess Kwamina was born on the Gold Coast of Africa sometime between 1739 and 1753. In the middle of the 18th century, Duchess was captured from her home and taken across the Atlantic Ocean to Newport, Rhode Island. At the time, Newport was a hub of the North American slave trade. In the 18th century, about half of the voyages carrying captives from West Africa docked in Rhode Island. That's about 1,000 ships. White inhabitants of Newport were dependent on the work of the enslaved Africans who performed agricultural labor, as well as artisanal work like stone carving and baking. After Duchess Kwamina was brought to Newport, the well-known attorney, William Channing, bought and enslaved her. She began working in his household and quickly became known for her baking talent. In 1769, Duchess met and married John Kwamina, an enslaved man also living in Newport. Now, I'd say getting to marry someone famous for their baking skills is pretty much exactly like winning the lottery. But 4 years into his marriage with Duchess, John also won the actual lottery. He used his earnings to buy his own freedom. Then, he became one of the first Black men to enroll at Princeton, where he was trained to be a missionary. But John's missionary hopes were put on hold when the American Revolutionary War began. He enlisted in the army in hopes of making enough money to buy freedom for Duchess and their two children, Charles and Violet. But in the fall of 1779, Duchess got terrible news. John had been killed in battle. Shortly after, Duchess gave birth to their third child, Catherine. The task of providing for her family now solely fell to her. In less than a year, Duchess had managed to buy her freedom for herself and for all three of her children, presumably by selling her baked goods. She would make pastries in William Channing's oven and then sell them all across town to locals. Although Duchess was now a free woman, she still worked as a servant in William Channing's home. She cared for William's son, William Ellery Channing, who later became a well-known Unitarian priest and strident abolitionist, no doubt thanks to Duchess's early teachings. And of course, she kept baking, cementing her reputation as the most celebrated cake maker in Rhode Island. Her specialty, a frosted plum cake. When influential people came to Newport, they were usually greeted with Duchess's pastries. According to some accounts, she even served her cakes to George Washington. 2 years after buying her family's freedom, she was able to move into her own house with her children. But she still spent time at William's home, using his big oven to bake her pastries. Duchess died when she was around 65 years old. She was buried in God's Little Acre, one of Newport's oldest public cemeteries, which holds 200 freed and enslaved Black artisans. William Ellery Channing, the boy Duchess had once cared for, wrote the epitaph on her tombstone, describing her as intelligent, industrious, affectionate, and honest. In 2017, the tombstones in God's Little Acre were restored, and the legacy of Duchess was given new life. All month, we're talking about tastemakers. For more info and recipes from this month's Womanikins, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to co-creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan for having me as a guest host. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.